The following is a kernel book published by the National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. What Color is the Sun? Kenneth Jernigan, editor. Copyright 1991 by the National Federation of the Blind. All rights reserved. Printed in the United States of America. Narrated by Ronald B. Meyer. On the back cover is a photograph of Cheran Verdine, C-H-E-R-R-A-N-E-V-E-R-D-U-I-N. Speaking into a table microphone as Kenneth Jernigan looks on. Accompanying the photograph is a quote from Dr. Jernigan.
My generation of blind adults must work to help today's blind children, like my friend Cheran, have better opportunities than we had when we were growing up.
Table of contents. Editor's introduction. Growing up blind in Tennessee during the Depression. The Enchanted Kingdom. Reflections on the Talking Book. I am a blind mother fighting to keep my children from corruption. What Color is the Sun? Let the Flag Speak. Blind Faith. Homemaking After I Became Blind. Growing Up Blind. One Small Step at a Time. As Mean as My Mom. A Blind Teacher on the Job. Accentuate the Positive. Back to Notre Dame. I Was 43. There is a photograph here of Kenneth Jernigan standing before shelves full of Braille books in the conference room at the National Center for the Blind. He holds a white cane in his left hand and reads the title off the cover of a Braille book with his right hand. The caption below the photograph reads, Kenneth Jernigan, Executive Director, National Federation of the Blind. Editor's Introduction by Kenneth Jernigan. Here is Dr. Jernigan.
For at least 20 years, I've been appearing on radio and television and in the newspapers as the spokesman of the National Federation of the Blind. And lately, something's been happening with increasing frequency, something which I probably should have anticipated but didn't. Total strangers keep stopping me on the street or in the supermarket or the airport to ask me about blindness. Well, not exactly about blindness as such, but about what it's like to be blind. About the everyday experiences and the ordinary happenings in the lives of blind people. And I do the best I can to tell them. But usually, neither they nor I have the time for me really to do it right. This book is an attempt to remedy that situation. Even so, I still don't know that I've done it right. But at least it's better than a hurried attempt in a supermarket. The persons who appear in the pages of the book are people that I know, friends, former students, colleagues in the National Federation of the Blind. Mostly they tell their own stories, stories of ordinary men and women who think about last night's dinner, today's taxes, and tomorrow's hopes and dreams. These are people I think you'd like to know, so I'm introducing them to you. And I'm also telling you a little about myself. When you've finished reading these personal accounts and reminiscences, I hope you'll have a better picture of what it's like to be blind and how blind people feel. Mostly, we feel just about the same way you do. Kenneth Jernigan, Baltimore, Maryland, 1991.